The bad news is the Vikings dropped Sunday's game to the Dolphins in heartbreaking fashion. But the good news, Vikings fans, you have yourself a quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, with another solid performance, over 100 in passer rating. He's setting all sorts of Vikings rookie quarterback records, but more importantly, he's getting the job done on the field. Let's take a look at the tape and figure out how he's doing it, and more importantly, who he's doing it with. And yesterday, it was Greg Jennings. The Teddy Bridgewater to Greg Jennings connection in full effect a few times, one on a touchdown on this play right here. Perfect throw, great route by Greg Jennings. Let's break it down. First of all, the pass protection. You're going to see great pass protection here by the Vikings offensive line. The Dolphins are going to bring five pass rushers, which means it's going to be hat for hat along the offensive line. A great job by the men up front of providing Teddy Bridgewater some time. And the route that Greg Jennings is going to run, this is a veteran at work. He's going to run a route up the seam. He will stutter step a little bit here, and that's going to cause the cornerback, Brent Grimes, to open his hips up to the inside. As soon as Grimes opens up to the inside, that's when Greg Jennings breaks to the outside. The good old seven route, and Teddy Bridgewater drops a dime right into Greg Jennings' hands for the touchdown. We take a look at the end zone view, and you're going to get a better look at the Vikings' pass protection and a better look at the throw from Bridgewater. Once again, a great job here at pass protection. You can see a nice, clean pocket for Bridgewater. Mike Harris does a really nice job here. First, he helps out the guard with the inside pass rush, and then at the last second, he gets Cameron Wake coming on the outside, and he's going to get a hand on Cameron Wake as well, and that sets this throw up. Look at this. Full extension. Greg Jennings, Teddy Bridgewater puts it where only his receiver can catch it. When you do that, and it's to Greg Jennings, it's going to be a touchdown. I'm going to take a look at another Teddy Bridgewater to Greg Jennings connection. This is on third down and long. This is third and 13, and you're going to see Greg Jennings run an under route here. He's going to work his way up the field and come all the way across the field underneath some of the coverage. Charles Johnson on the outside here is going to run a vertical route. It's going to run coverage vertically. Greg Jennings will come underneath it, and once again, it's going to be a great throw here by Teddy Bridgewater, dropping it in where only Greg Jennings can get it. You hear a lot of analysts talk about arm talent when they're talking about quarterbacks. This throw is arm talent from the quarterback. A lot of quarterbacks can make great throws when they have clean pocket and they can step into it. It's tougher to make a great throw when you have to do something unorthodox, and Teddy has to do that here. Look at this. The pocket, no receivers open initially. The pocket is breaking down a little bit around him, so there's lots of chaos here, lots of trash at Teddy's feet. So this is an all-arm throw. He cannot step into it. Has to use all arm to make this throw, and still drops a dime right into Greg Jennings' hands. A beautiful throw. So here's another example. And this is another touchdown, this one to Jarius Wright, where Teddy cannot step into the throw, but he still is able to throw it right on the money. Pressure coming from Cameron Wake right at his feet. Bridgewater sees it and delivers just in time. You look at his feet right here. He's got his feet set, but he's not able to step into this throw. Doesn't matter. He still throws it beautifully to Jarius Wright. Let's take a look at the end zone view, and you can see how close this is. Bridgewater throws trash at his feet, but gets it just past the cornerback, drops it into a small window where Jarius Wright is able to make the catch. Let's take a look at another one. This might be my favorite play because this is a play where Teddy Bridgewater is using his mobility to his advantage, which is a lot of fun to watch. You're going to see pressure coming from Teddy's right side. He gets out of the pocket to buy some time, and he's going to find Charles Johnson, who's going to come on an underneath route, very similar to what Greg Jennings did earlier. You see the play action fake here to Matt Asiata. That's going to draw the attention of these two linebackers, which is going to give more space here in the middle of the field for Charles Johnson to operate in. The play-action fake works to perfection. Bridgewater sensing pressure right here, so he's going to escape the pocket, buy some time, and he's going to see Charles Johnson breaking open along the sideline, throwing on the run. Another example of arm talent. You can get a quarterback who can throw with trash at his feet when he can throw on the run like this with accuracy. That's what you call arm talent, and Teddy Bridgewater has plenty of it. So once again, the Vikings lose a game, but there are some silver linings. The biggest one, Teddy Bridgewater, the Vikings have a quarterback.